Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
And your word is roof. R-O-F.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
We don't give a...
Let the mother father burn.
Okay, you guys are making me nervous. Please don't do that. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. The word is 72881. Roof.
Roof. And who do we have win? We had Kathy from Hayward that won locally, but other people like Jared, Meredith, Larry have won this week as well.
Daryl.
So it's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and Sarah's out sick, so we're just going to do it and play music and just rock out on a Friday morning. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Oakland A's. Baseball is back opening day and night with the A's. Check out athletics.com/green today. All right, what do you guys got?
All right, so I'm going to start off here. Jennifer Lawrence is, you know, still all over the news because of Red Sparrow. And
what did you give that movie?
Well, it's very bloody. I think I gave it three.
Oh, so you liked it?
Yeah, I mean, she does a good job, and for the most part, her Russian accent was solid, and she gets naked a lot, but man, it's like so, it's a gore fest. The torture, the blood, it was a little too much.
Let me
times.
Ask you a question. Did you like her in Silver's Playbook, or whatever that was called?
I did, Silver Linings Playbook. Yeah, I even liked her in the movie Joy, which a lot of people didn't see, which is another David O. Russell film.
That's the QVC one?
Yeah, did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm aware of it, and I actually think she's a great actress. I like her.
I do, too. You know, she had a couple of stinkers there. I thought the second part of Hunger Games, the very last one, was terrible.
Dude, Hunger Games lost me after the first one. So, yeah, that's not her best work,
in
my opinion.
I thought Passengers kind of sucked.
Who was in Passengers?
I loved Passengers.
Oh, you didn't? The ending was so dumb.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah. And they were in that spaceship for like...
They're trapped in a spaceship.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't see that either.
She goes swimming, and she is just so beautiful.
She swims. She swims the whole movie. She's just in a swimming pool.
Is that where they said 20%. They were hooking up, Chris Pratt?
Yeah, there were rumors about that.
Yeah, that's why he's getting the divorce, because of Jennifer Lawrence.
But I don't believe it, no.
And then Mother was just the worst.
I agree. What's funny is that's like one of Rudy's top three, I think.
I know. Oh, is
that
really?
Was number one, I think, of 2017's
Rudy's pick. Wow, you know what?
Rudy's pick.
I may not like her as much as I thought. I haven't seen any of her work.
I think you like that that work she did online.
Yeah, on that one website.
Uh-huh. I never looked at that.
You did it?
Yes,
of course
he
I did.
Well, we had to show him for a work purpose.
Right, I didn't. I didn't want to look.
Research.
Jennifer Lawrence. What have I seen that I like? Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
sorry.
So she's recently single. She broke up with Darren Aronofsky after Mother tanked at the box office. And she says she's not having sex.
I really liked American Hustle.
I liked American Hustle, too.
And I liked Silver Linings, and I liked, well, Winter's Bone was super bleak, but good enough.
So
X-Men, no. Anyway, sorry, yeah. She's not having sex. Yeah, so you and her have that in common.
Well, I was going to say, there was a time in your life where you abstained.
There's more than one time in my life where I've abstained. I've gone long periods of time without it.
On purpose.
Sure. On purpose. Mm-hmm.
She said she's not into casual hookups, and she doesn't like to have sex when she's not with a boyfriend. But she's like, I always want meat. Can I say that? This is a quote from her. This is her saying
that. Okay.
And then,
well, yeah, you know what? During the times where I wasn't having sex, it's not that I wasn't into women or didn't want to. It's that there are entanglements involved, and I didn't want to be caught up. You know, I actually, as much as I like to think of myself as someone who can easily have sex and high five, I prefer to have sex with someone repeatedly.
Oh, you do?
That you care about.
Yeah.
You don't want the casual hookup either. You're like Jennifer Lawrence in this
sense.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, I like I said, I think about it and it seems cool, but it doesn't always go as smoothly as you'd like. And often I have someone who will say, you know,
Where's this
we
going?
Should do this again. Oh. And I'm thinking, nah. So I try to be more careful about doing it with someone that I would want to do that again with. Because
so you
that,
really never had a period where there was booty calls?
No. Not in the way that you're talking mm-hmm. about, no.
Not at your level.
My level? No.
Well,
what can I say?
Do you agree with
me? I got people.
Right?
Had people.
Doesn't it get messy,
I
though?
Got Ooh, I mean, I had. Yeah, it has to get messy. Their boys have to want more from you than you're willing to give them. They have to, right?
Sure.
Right.
And vice versa. Girls want more. Everyone always wants a little bit more than maybe you want.
I can imagine certain guys that, you know, Yuzette has had as booty calls in the past, calling her up and being like, hey, you want to come? Hell no, I don't want to come over tonight. That
I
happened?
I would never say that. Okay. Hell no.
And then 10 hours later, she's like, hey, what are you doing?
I've had 5 drinks.
I'm ready for you now.
Right. I'm primed
or,
up for
hey,
you.
I'm coming over. Yeah.
I'm all lubed up.
Hey, I'm outside.
Yeah, I'm actually at the door. Open up. Anyway, Jennifer Lawrence goes on to say the other reason she doesn't want to do the casual hookups is she's afraid of STDs. You know, in this article, they call them STIs, but I was raised using STDs.
Yes.
So I'm bringing that term back.
STI.
Yeah, is infection.
They're trying to make it more politically correct, right? They don't want to call it a disease. They don't want to call it an infection.
Yeah, actually, Sarah and I were discussing that last week, that we started seeing a lot of stories where they were discussing STDs, and now they're called STIs.
Well, all right, I'm going to bring back STDs. So she doesn't want to get an STD. She says the reason she's doesn't have any is because she's been very careful up to this point. So she's a germaphobe.
Is she really?
That's what she says, yeah. That's how much of a germaphobe I am.
She sure is talking a lot lately. Is it because of this movie?
Red Sparrow, yeah. Kind of, I don't know if it tanked, but it definitely didn't do as well as they wanted.
45%, I think.
And Rotten Tomatoes?
And at the box office. But she also has the X-Men movie coming out in November.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Well,
there's another one of those?
Yeah, there is.
Do we need another one?
Well, yeah, I guess we do.
You know what? The order of those has lost me. And like I said, I watched that last Wolverine movie. What was that called? Logan?
Yeah.
And I loved it. But I was so far out of the whatever that continuity is the string or thread, I'm lost completely. So I just took it for what it was, and it was excellent, but I don't know where it fits into the world.
So this this one, Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, you know who I'm talking about?
Sansa.
She's the...
The hot redhead.
Yeah, it's going to basically be around her story. Everything's going to revolve around her.
Who does she play again?
Jean Grey, the Phoenix, the Dark Phoenix. Do you know? You guys know who the Dark Phoenix is?
No.
It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't she, like, die and, like, morph into the Phoenix?
Yeah. Right. She becomes this mutant.
I know stuff too.
It's got all these superpowers that are
uncontrollable. Is she a big enough draw, or is it just the X-Men movies that people are going to go back to?
Her character is really big. I don't know if Sophie can pull it off.
Nope. But Jennifer Lawrence is in it. Jessica Chastain's in it. Mm. Michael Fassbender.
And you read comic books?
No, I didn't. I just watched a lot of cartoons and and followed some of the movies as they went along. But
so there were X-Men cartoons?
Uh-huh. Tons of them.
That did the thread from beginning to end?
I don't remember. Yes. I was a kid, so I was kind of just watching it at random times, and I didn't really follow the whole chronological order of it. But I loved Jennifer Lawrence in X-Men because she plays, is it Mystique?
Yes.
Right, and she's like basically naked. In, I don't know, painted blue or something like that. Yeah, that's what it seems like. And see your full contouring of her body. I don't know. I feel like a pervert right now.
Of her body.
Well, I mean, never mind.
Okay.
Yesterday, we were talking about the kid who Katy Perry stole a kiss from.
Yeah.
From American Idol. So the boy's name is Benjamin Glaze, and apparently he got a girlfriend after that audition took place.
Oh. I thought a lot about that conversation we had.
And would you come
well,
up with?
Well, I keep falling back on it's their TV show, and if he wanted to participate, I feel like he needed to let the the kiss happen without being without having a cow about it. And I don't think he did. I just think our conversation led to a lot of people who wanted to take up for him.
Yeah.
And I felt like you don't he's not a victim in the same way that some other people might be.
Sure.
I just don't think
that. It's on a smaller level. I still feel the same way that I felt yesterday. I'm not outraged by it, but had it been a 33-year-old man, you know, not forcing himself, but, you know, hitting up on this 19-year-old girl for a kiss, it would have looked different. So I still feel a little weird about that whole thing. In any case, he told Inside Edition, if you really sat me down and asked me, I would tell you about how our first kiss was, meaning with his new girlfriend. So the new girlfriend is not mad at him at all, or Katy Perry saying, what, my boyfriend kissed a celebrity. Good for him. So, yeah, maybe things got blown out of proportion by people watching it.
Sure. And I, for some reason, our culture wants to take up for everyone, too. And I, that's probably good mm-hmm. that there's always someone ready to defend someone who might be weaker or ill-prepared to deal with
sure.
with the situation. So I guess good on people who are ready to say, no, screw Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She screwed
cool.
that kid over.
She's oogling over all kinds of people.
Well, she's doing bits. Yeah, I think they gave her so much money that she feels she's got to deliver, and I don't necessarily know TV show host is her thing.
Right.
She's a, you know, she's a singer.
I'm not going to keep, well, I'm not going to watch the American Idol show in its entirety, but I'm going to keep watching the clips.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Because I feel like I could, you know, a minute or two clip I can watch the whole, is it an hour or a half hour?
It's an hour.
Yeah, an hour. I don't really want to watch
that. What do you
that.
Think of Lionel?
I don't think anything yet. I just love him as a person.
Yeah, I like him too.
I don't have an opinion of him as a host. Or Luke Bryan seems very nice. I can't see him being mean. But Lionel, I enjoy him. And I always have since I was a kid. So I'm okay with him. I'll keep watching for him, though. Human, I'm going to hit this real quick because this is American Idol. Marsha Clark has come out saying that the reason Fox aired OJ that special is because they wanted to go up against American Idol and knock them down. So that's why Fox placed it at the exact same time that American Idol was on.
We never got to it, and it was one of those weird things where I don't know if it was because I had been gone in Disneyland around mm-hmm. the same time that all that. So they aired that, but that was something they'd recorded
years ago.
Many years. So
06.
Why?
Right.
So why? Yeah. So it was in the can all this time, mm-hmm. and they pull that out right then to try and.
Supposedly they were going to be sued back then, and there was a whole big deal. And I really don't know the reason why, Brent. I don't know if you know
they
why
said they
pulled it.
The interview at the same time they can't. They took away the privileges of the book rights.
Well, the book rights went away. I remember because Ron. Is it Ron Goldman's dad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Or was Ron Goldman the dad? I don't remember. So the Goldman family sued and said, he can't profit off that book. That's our book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had thought they put it out, but I guess they didn't. It's super ugly. I mean, the little clips, I didn't watch the OJ special, but it's super ugly. But when we played the clips,
right.
hearing him talk about this murder like he did it, and I feel he did, right, and having, you know, giggles over that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he thought he was supposed to be acting and they were going to edit out his laughter. I don't know.
He sounds so maniacal.
I don't know how that was sold to him. Yeah. I don't know why he'd think that was something he should
do.
Well,
he wants his face out there. He's got an ego the size of, I don't even know, Saturn. But the ratings, it looks like Idol emerged the victor, pulling in 10 million viewers versus OJ's special that was 4.4 million. Hmm. But, I mean, got talked about. Certainly I'm talking about it right now.
Well, keeping along the lines of American Idol, do you still love The Voice, Vinny?
I love the beginning of The Voice. I love the people they have on The Voice. I think Alicia Keys, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, and Adam Levine are excellent together. The way that is set up
yeah.
with all of them in separate chairs and they turn and they're competing with each other and Blake and Adam are just
flirting.
They're buddies, but they're flirting.
They're having a bromance.
And I think that it's super fun. They're not caught up or hung up and they're not, and they are big stars. They're actually huge. Like, I don't have to look at that list and go, who's that guy on the right? Which seems to be the running question with regard to Luke Bryan. And I know there are country fans out there going, no, we all know. But not everybody is a country fan. It's right. kind of its own thing. So, yeah, I love The Voice, Suman.
So, you know, they're pointing to one specific thing about The Voice because it just got its highest ratings in over a year. And so the critics are saying the one reason is because of Kelly Clarkson.
She's great. She's having it. Watching her, you can see she's having the time of her life. Mm-hmm. She's competing. She's totally mixing it up with the boys. And her and Alicia Keys are both, I don't know where you'd put them in terms of who sings better, but they're both so obviously great at what they do that neither of them is playing I'm better than you.
Divas.
They're cool to each mm-hmm. other, which you can see at times might happen with other artists mm-hmm. where someone might be like, I'm bigger than that. You know, I could see Mariah Carey being impossible.
Right. Or like Christina Aguilera.
Sure. So
yeah. I'm glad to hear that there's a certain amount of respect.
Yeah, they
that
seem
they have
to
for
be.
Each other.
And I haven't watched it religiously at all. But what I saw of it, I thought, it's great the way they're all getting on, competing, aww. Having fun, and not and they're also still making it about the artist or karaoke person that's in front of them, but they're not ignoring them in the process. Like, sure. that's easy. You could see the show just going, what singer? There's no singer. There's just these four goofballs like, having the time of their life.
Is Kelly a main judge or like an assistant judge or coach or something?
No, she's a judge. She's in a chair.
She's up on the stage.
But she has coached before, and she's even referenced that mm-hmm. she is, you know, she's been part of the show. She's mm-hmm. not brand new.
Well, there's an NBC executive that's telling Radar Online she's going to return. We're going to have her on next season and the season after.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, wow. Multiple year contract.
Well,
that's great.
But then again, it's Radar Online. So.
They're probably.
I've seen it in other sources, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having a group that works good together mm-hmm. and that everyone knows what to do mm-hmm. makes it easy for all the players. Because bringing someone new in all the time, it's like, man, we got to walk another person through how this is done.
Fit them in the puzzle again. Right. I want to hit this before we go to break, Bryn. If you're into Saturday Night Live this weekend, there is Bill Hader is hosting. I've seen some clips and it looks pretty funny.
I like
and
that guy.
Arcade Fire is performing as the musical guests.
Cool. All right. So Sarah's out. She's got the flu. We're going to continue to do the show, play some music, have some fun. So hang through these, please. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:39 Friday morning, and Sarah's out. So she got the flu. She called in or texted in at whatever time, 3 in the morning this morning. So we got this. We're going to hang and do some news, do some whatever else, celebrity trash, and play some music and get us into Friday in a happy mood.
Mm-hmm. Although and be careful out there. It's very wet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the weather is super hairball on my drive-in.
Yeah. This portion of the program is sponsored by UPSJobs.com. This weekend, Taste of Yountville Food, Wine, and Music Festival honors the lives of three brave women who lost their lives in the tragedy at the Pathway Home. The festival is going to donate a portion of ticket sales from Saturday, March 17th and Sunday, March 18th to support the victims' families through the Three Brave Women Fund created in their honor. Details, you can go to www.tasteofyountville.com for ticket info and details on how you can donate to the fund. Right now, Alice has passes to see ex-ambassadors Friday night. That's tonight at the V Marketplace in Yountville, as well as a meet and greet with the band. We also have, this is pretty cool, a pair of tickets to the Taste of Yountville for tomorrow, where there's going to be a silent auction, again, to benefit the Three Brave Women Fund, as well as other ways to help out. Caller 9, 800-400, FM 97, wins it all. Now, don't forget, you must be 21 in order to win. So right now, caller 9, 800-400, 3697.
And the show's tonight.
The show is tonight. Okay. The Ex Ambassadors show is tonight. And then the food and wine tickets that we have are available for tomorrow.
Okay.
And we were talking to our boss, Susan, and she and our bigger boss, Wheezy. And
you were talking to Wheezy?
Well, Susan was telling us that Wheezy was flying in yesterday, and Susan had to go pick her up at the airport, and they were all going to Yountville.
Oh.
Yeah,
right?
For the festival. They're fancy. So excited. I know. They were talking about what they're going to wear, and, oh, should we be wearing dresses? And it was kind of fun to watch Susan geek out on what she was going to be wearing.
Huh.
UPS Freight is now hiring full-time city drivers in San Jose. Great starting pay. Must be at least 21 and have a CDL. Apply now at upsjobs.com.
Before I do that, isn't it cool that we have some awesome, strong women running this place?
Heck yeah.
That's pretty rad, huh?
I mean, our men are strong, but it is fun to see, you know, the women in charge.
No, it's just we're finally seeing a tide change,
mm-hmm,
for sure.
Right.
I definitely have followed my lady's career, and she has found herself in places where the old school still remained, meaning the boys' club.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks,
yes,
for someone coming up. And
absolutely.
It's neat to see Entercom promoting and hiring and having super strong women run the place.
It gives us other ladies hope.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin,
and
their
Berkeley!
New
location.
Okay.
And their new location in
Berkeley.
Here's what's happening. So I'll begin with that storm we talked about.
Yeah.
It was raining hard at my house last night, like you could hear it, and heavy. I even thought, oh man, to be out right now.
Yeah.
I sure hope it lightens up for my morning drive, which it did, except it was heavy here in the city as I got in, mm-hmm, to San Francisco. So be expecting.
And windy, too.
A super wet commute this morning, yeah, as this storm basically Thursday through into tomorrow is expected to bring up to 5 feet of snow in Tahoe. And I don't even know how many inches, different inches all over the Bay Area in terms of just rain.
Right.
They're even saying now, if you're headed up to Tahoe, there could be road closures. You're definitely going to want to bring chains. So heavy storm continues here in the Bay Area. This story was riveting when it came through a couple of years back. And it was so confusing that it ended up sort of petering out because there was never really this big conclusion, or in a timely manner anyway. Remember the kidnap in Vallejo where the police even came out and said they think it's a hoax?
I remember that story? I do. The lady, yes.
So if you don't remember this, it feels like it's made for TV.
Didn't they like shave her hair, cut her hair, and beat her up and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, no. You're thinking of a different story where the lady was kidnapped and she said it was two Mexican women.
Yeah. Okay, that's a different one.
That's
Sorry.
A different
okay.
one. No. So this one in Vallejo, a couple wrongly accused by Vallejo police of fabricating a very real kidnapping reached a multi-million dollar settlement with the city and its police department. Denise Huskins and Aaron Quinn will get $2.5 million from the city.
Wow.
That's a big payday. Here's
big
the deal.
Payday, but how much do the lawyers get, right? Half
well,
of that.
There's that. But you know what? It really happened. She was kidnapped. And the story is unbelievable. So they filed the defamation of character lawsuit in March of 2016 after the Vallejo Police Department publicly accused them of making up, mm-hmm, the story where this woman was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I don't know where Mare Island is. It's somewhere in Vallejo, I guess.
Isn't that right? Right as you get to the bridge, the Benicia Bridge right there?
Maybe.
I could be wrong. Someone text us in and let us know. I'm not too familiar going that direction.
She was taken in the middle of the night from their home by a masked intruder back in 2015. During, mm-hmm, the 2 days she was abducted, the kidnapper sexually assaulted her. Ultimately released her outside her family's home in Huntington Beach.
Ah.
And when she was released down south, they thought there must have been a tie between some ex-boyfriend or someone involved in her life that would have somehow known she had family down south.
Right.
Like, it seemed like this person had more information. And maybe that's what led them to believe it was a hoax. But it wasn't. So, let me see if I can...
Oh, my gosh. You're, like, victimized.
Oh, repeatedly, right.
Exactly.
So, their attacker was a 40-year-old former San Francisco immigration attorney named Matthew Mueller. Mm-hmm. He was captured in September of 2015 following a different home invasion, which led them to identify him as the attacker in the Huskins case, the one we're actually talking about in Vallejo. He's already been sentenced and going to do 40 years behind bars. The Vallejo attack began in the early morning hours of March 23rd, 2015. This dude, the lawyer, the one who's in jail now, Mueller, wearing all black, broke into their home, tied up the couple, drugged them, and then split with the woman.
Wow.
He also, so check this out. After the drugs wore off a few hours later, Aaron Quinn, the dude in the house, he called police despite being told by this attacker, Mueller, leave the cops out of it. Pay me $8,500. That's the ransom he wanted for the woman. The kidnapper set up a video camera and taped off a part of the house that was in the view of the camera,
mm-hmm.
and said he would be watching to make sure he never left that spot.
Jesus.
So the dude, Aaron Quinn, called the cops
like you should. Right. Absolutely. Someone says don't call the cops. What do?
Call the cops.
That's right.
So investigators, that's when he went to police and investigators were questioning him, like, what'd you do?
Well, isn't that what they say? You always check with the closest person, whether it be the wife, the husband, boyfriend, girlfriend.
So, and they were also saying, so where is she to him? And he's like, you guys, I just got drugged. I was attacked in the middle of the night. And they're saying, yeah, but what'd you do? Well, I you just said it. So it's their job to figure out if this story, the person in front of them is telling the truth, but heavy that they got attacked in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
end up being accused of doing a hoax, and it turns out it was all true. So, and when the woman turned up down south at Huntington at her parents' house, that's when they were like, okay, so something's up here, something's fishy. But really, they'd been kidnapped. Or one of them had been.
When did you say this was? 2015?
This was 2015 in Vallejo.
Takes all these years to get some kind of retribution.
Well, they got
for
their
it.
Money, but they definitely 2.5 doesn't go as far as you'd like, right?
All right, absolutely. So people are saying it's across the water to the west of Vallejo. So it is across Mare Island, exit of 37, right after the one lane highway there.
All right.
Yeah, so it's right across there. Yikes.
So this Saturday is St. Patrick's Day.
Tomorrow.
Do you care about that?
I have my green on.
Oh, I have green on too.
Oh, you do.
I got my Lighthouse Realty sweatshirt on.
Shane, where's?
I got
there
it.
There you go.
I got me. Anyway.
Yeah. So we're gonna meeting my girlfriend Tanya.
You guys
and
gonna
our
get
friend
ripped?
Larry. No, she doesn't really drink too much, and so we're gonna probably go to this place.
Well, that's your DD then.
St. James Gate. We're going to probably Uber. I think everyone's going to drop their cars off at my house, and then we're going to Uber first probably to St. James Gate, where it's going to be so fun, and then we'll probably Uber then to San Carlos and go to a few places down there, walk around.
Do they have a street fair for...
I don't believe so. My friend Wendy, she can let me know if that's the case, but I don't think so. We're just going to walk around, probably get a bite to eat, maybe go to town. You know town.
I do know town. Yeah. I love town.
Yeah, so we'll hang out there for a little bit and then probably head back around my house.
And that's a daytime party, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're like, okay, so can John meet us? I'm no, John's going to be working. Well, we can wait till he gets off work. I'm all, oh, no, no, no. I plan on being back in bed probably around 3. So let's start around
3 p.m. 3 in the afternoon, you plan to already be done with the St. Patrick's Day party.
Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
just going to go hard for 4 hours and then be done with it.
Nice.
Hard for, from 11 to
3. I got
3.
A plan, Vincent.
All right. No, I don't. You know, for someone, myself, being a drunk, I love to drink and I love any excuse to drink and I absolutely would drink. But I never thought, oh, St. Patrick's Day, yay, because I drank the day before and the day after, too. So it didn't matter.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's my friend usually goes to San Diego, actually. Larry usually, every year, flies to San Diego, and they go in, is it the Gas Lamp District. Yeah. So they do a big party over there. He goes with all his guy friends. And this year, some guys couldn't go. So he's like, do you want to hang out? I'm like, sure, let's hang out. And so my girlfriend, Tanya's like, what are you doing? I go, Larry's coming over. She's all cool. Let's go party. I'm like, for her, you know, party is like three glasses of champagne.
Well, whatever.
Which is fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't going to do this story, and I didn't even get to my St. Patrick's Day story. But you mentioned Uber, and I thought this was interesting. Lyft is looking at possibly doing a monthly subscription model for transportation fees.
How much?
Let me see. So according to this, the service would be geared towards those riders who spend at least $450 a month on rides. One plan would give riders up to 30 standard Lyft rides for $199 a month. They also, so they'll do package plans, I guess, which you need to stay within.
Wow, that's a lot of money, $450 a month.
No, is it $199 a month?
Yeah, it's $199 if you are on their plan. But sure, if you're regularly spending,
I would using that.
But what's the distance? That's the question, because
from a distance,
I have an Acura and I lease it for $300 a month.
Do you?
I would do $200 a month if it would take me everywhere I wanted to go.
Yeah, but you have your Acura. You get to go fast, and you never have to call anyone to take you anyplace.
Yeah, but
unless someone locks you in your parking spot.
No, but here's the thing. I won't ever have to look for parking.
I know the dig.
I won't ever have to look for parking. I won't ever have to pay a meter. I won't ever get a parking ticket. Like, there are some humongous advantages to this.
Yeah.
And, you know, often, you know, you've got five blocks left, and it's stuck. You can't even move. Just be like, just drop me off here, bro. I'll walk the last five blocks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many advantages to this. Is there a mileage thing?
Like
I don't
a
see
maximum?
It, but it's certainly, so according to the story I've got, this is something they're looking into and they're testing it. So whether or not they're testing it in San Francisco and it's available to you now, I don't know. I've never even used, I don't have either of the apps, and I've only ridden in them a handful of times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've done it, I found it to be spectacular.
I would 100% do this for $199 a month.
That's a deal, yeah.
That is a deal. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Big E says, Vinny, so you know, Logan is a standalone film. It's nothing like the standalone comic series Old Man Logan, so it has to be considered a standalone movie. Yeah, but I didn't know a couple of the characters because they were carryovers from the other X-Men. That's what I meant when I was saying, yeah, I'm watching it and I loved it, but I'm all, who's the pasty guy who won't leave the house?
Kalibak.
Okay, well, I don't know him. And I don't know what his problem was. Why is he wearing a burka?
I know, right?
Hooman, you should start your own podcast and talk about the things that matter, like movies, comics, pop culture. Happy Friday, Alice Radio. Thanks for getting us through the work week.
Mm.
You gonna do that?
Well, I mean, seems like a lot of work.
I knew you were gonna. I was like, who's gonna say it?
That seems like a lot of work.
I know you.
I wonder if during his podcast he'll be like, "What time is it?"
His own podcast, his own right?
I gotta get out of here. I gotta get to a couple lunches, you guys. This really.
It's been 4 minutes. I got a massage appointment.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, if you've just joined us or somewhere in the middle there, you may notice Sarah's not here. She's out with the flu, but we are live and we're doing the show. So hang. Happy Friday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.